Father, we praise you and thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that this Word contains life. You said, O God, that as we meditate on your Word, as we hold fast to your Word and give place and honor to your Word, and that we will not forsake your Word, O God, will be flesh, life to our flesh. Your Word, O God, is life to us. So, Father, we ask that you break the bread of life, your word, Lord, into our hearts, into our spirits tonight, as we sit in your presence. We ask for the precious blood of Jesus to be applied upon all our spirits, souls, and bodies. Your word will have first place and free entrance into our spirits. Father, we honor you tonight. We ask that once again that you glorify your Son, Jesus, in our midst. And as your word is taught, we ask that you quicken our spiritual ears that we may hear the voice of the living God speaking through his word. Let this word come alive to us. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the riches of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Grant us, O Lord, to understand the deep things of your spirit. Thank you, O God, for the revelation, the river of revelation that flowed through this place tonight. And we promise, O God, that in all that you do, we give you all the glory, honor, praise, and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Galatians is six chapters, and we're going to divide it into three sections of two chapters each. We will put chapter 1 and 2 together, and chapter 3 and 4 together, and chapter 5 and 6. And as we consider this book of Galatians, we take note that the book of Galatians is written roughly close, or about the same time as the other book that we have studied, which is the book of Romans, and we see the contents are emphasizing on the same area. We mentioned that the book of Romans and the book of Galatians was written roughly from the book of Acts 18 verse 11. You notice in Acts 18 verse 11 that Paul was in Corinth, and in verse 11 he was there a year and 6 months. The date in AD the date in Acts 18 verse 11 was about, going by our dates, AD plus or minus 58. And it was some years since Paul has visited the area of Galatia and started those churches there. And as we consider this book, let's look first at some key words before we explore the life of the Apostle Paul. Just a general reading of this book could bring us a certain theme that flow into this book. It's just like a symphony that flow with three emphases. In chapter 1 and chapter 2, we notice that Paul speaks a lot about himself. So that gives you a clue. He speaks about his call by God when he was in the womb. He speaks about how he received the gospel by revelation in chapter 1. And in chapter 2, he speaks about how his ministry became recognized and accepted by the Jerusalem church. And then in chapter 3 and 4, the theme changes. In chapter 3 and 4, there's a mention of one common name. That's the name of Abraham. You see it standing out in chapter 3 and chapter 4. A general reading, you could see a clue. I'm giving you indications of how to study a book, how to examine it. We don't approach it with preconceived ideas. As we approach it, we open our hearts and our minds to the Holy Spirit of truth to bring it unto us. So through a normal reading, you would notice that there is a certain emphasis in each chapter. And in chapter 3 and 4, the name Abraham occurred many times, and almost every illustration relates to what happens with Abraham. You find quotations from Genesis 15, quotations from Genesis 12, how God will make Abraham a father of many nations, and in him all the nations shall be blessed. and about the blessings of Abraham coming on the Gentiles in Galatians 3 verse 14. And in chapter 4, picking from his life and his relationship with Sarah and Hagar, and how Paul symbolically said that Hagar represents Mount Sinai, the law, and Sarah represents Mount Zion and grace. So again, the life of Abraham, the family of Abraham, is a major illustration in chapter 3 and chapter 4. And in chapter 5 and 6, they are the conclusions, and you can see that he is drawing to a practical application to the Galatians. So those last two chapters, 5 and 6, are by themselves. Apparently, Paul wrote this book when he heard what was happening in Galatia. So let's do some background study from this book itself before we do on the teaching side of this book. Let's look first at the book of Galatians chapter 1. And we're taking the background right from this book. Galatians chapter 1. Paul says here that, let's read from 15, right? To get the background, let's read from verse 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. Paul tells us that when he was first born again, he did not go to Jerusalem until after 3 years. Instead, he says he went to Arabia and then to Damascus, a total period of about 3 years after he was born again. Now, let's get all our historical records correct. Paul was born again in the book of Acts chapter 9. And in Acts 9, the moment he was born again, he was on his way to Damascus. Let's put one finger in Galatians and turn to the book of Acts, please, in chapter 9. The book of Acts chapter 9. And we're going to give some dates here. We didn't manage to do that in the study of the book of Acts, and we mentioned that we're going to do it in the book of Galatians because of the dates mentioned here, and we're going to tie it all together. Acts chapter 9. Paul was born again, and Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. We touched on the fact that there was a time that he was born again. He got up trembling in verse 6. So he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city. And that city means Damascus, to which he was going anyway. And you will be told what you must do. The date that we give, and remember, dates are all approximations. And you have to plus or minus. But once you choose a particular date, then you have to follow it accordingly. Right? If you do plus to all, you have to plus to all. You do minus to one, you can do minus to the rest of them so that they are coordinated. So, Acts 9, we have given the date, approximate date, of about AD 35. AD 35. So, in about AD 35, we have Paul born again. And we have mentioned how in Acts 9, verse 20, he was in the synagogues preaching, and then in Damascus, and then in verse 23, after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. And when the plot became known, they had to let him down in the basket because people were waiting to kill Paul in verse 25. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down to the wall in a large basket. Paul came down in verse 25. And if you read Acts 9, 25 and 26 without Galatians 1, you would have thought that verse 26 follows immediately. But it cannot be, for Paul did not go to Jerusalem to meet any one of the apostles at all, according to Galatians 1. He went to Arabia, then back to Damascus, and then, in verse 26, after 3 years, he went on to Jerusalem. So here, You have to place in your Bible between verse 25 and 26 of the book of Acts 9, Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. Which means 3 years has transpired. So AD 35 plus 3 years means that in AD 38, Paul went to see Peter, and Barnabas took him, according to the story in Acts 9, and introduced him to the 12 apostles. Matthias replaced Judas, so there were still 12. And then they fellowshiped together for 15 days, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. Then after that, Paul was sent back to his hometown in Acts 9, verse 30, when the brethren wanted to protect him from the Jews who wanted to kill him. So he went to his hometown in Acts 9, verse 30. No mention is made of Paul again in Acts, until Acts 11. When Barnabas, in verse 25, went to Tarsus, then Barnabas departed to Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. So in Acts 11, verse 25 was about AD 44. You can put the date there, AD 44. Paul went to Antioch. We're getting his life history recorded. And why is all this important? Because when we read the epistles, it's good for us to see at which point Paul wrote and the flow of his historical life, so that you could see the revelation he grew in. Finally, Acts 13, Paul was sent out. Acts 13, in a prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit said in verse 2 and 3, "And as he ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." Acts 13 would be, at that time, a whole year has passed, so it's now approximately AD 45. Acts 13 is now AD 45. Now, we notice that from the time Paul got back to Jerusalem, which is in Galatians chapter 1, we're going slow because of all the dates, he was born again in AD 35. Now, after 3 years, in Galatians 1, verse 18, he went to Jerusalem to see Peter, and that was about AD 38. If his ministry started, or picked up, or he was sent by the Holy Spirit as an apostle, together with Barnabas, only in Acts 13, verse 2 and 3, and Acts 13 was AD 45, then 45 minus 38, gives us approximately about 7 years, about 7 years. Here we get all the dates, correct? Okay. So, there are 7 years before Paul actually pick up his ministry. Now we begin to see his whole life story. He's born again here, AD 35. And then at this point he met Peter, and then finally he was sent back to his hometown, and there was a silent period. And then after 6 years he came back in Acts 11 in Antioch. Then on the seventh year after his return for Galatia, he started his ministry, and his first missionary journey continued all through Acts 13 and Acts 14. Then in Acts 14, some developments took place. Acts 14,